everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
And we have another fun fact for you today.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yesterday or last time we learned about colors. Mm-hmm. Now today we're going to talk about concerts.
Okay. Now, yes. I will say colors, a lot easier to find facts about. Concerts, pretty tough. So hopefully you know who these bands are. Here's a good one. I like this one a lot. When the Beatles, that's that famous band with John Lennon, back in the 60s, first went to the U.S., black people were not allowed to go to concerts.
Oh.
Okay, but however, the Beatles said they would not play a show in the U.S. if black people weren't allowed in.
And
that was a big thing because they were a huge band.
Yeah.
And they definitely wanted to see the Beatles in the U.S.
And also, I think because of the history at the time, it was quite complicated.
Right.
So it was good that the Beatles said, okay, come on, like, you shouldn't do that.
For everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so if you know the band Metallica.
Oh, the rock band.
The heavy metal band. Mm-hmm. Okay, Metallica is the only band in the world to give continents, or to give concerts on every continent.
Mm.
So they played in Africa, Australia, Antarctica, all these places we wouldn't expect that people would go to.
Right.
In fact, they played a show in Antarctica in 2013.
And they're the only band to ever play in Antarctica.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another fact before we get to our article. Elvis Presley, that famous guitarist with
sexy,
the blue shoes.
The hips.
He wasn't a very good guitar player. So when he played guitar with his band at concerts, he wouldn't actually be playing. He would just sort of strum along while the other band members played.
It's okay. I don't think anybody noticed that. They were just watching him sing
and all hair.
And all the girls were like, it doesn't matter.
All right. Well, let's get to our article and find out about today's fun fact.
Reading. Fun facts. A famous singer gives a terrible performance and afterward says this happened because his earpiece fell out. Many performers wear earpieces during concerts. But why? A. They allow a singer's crew to communicate with them in real time. B. They are used to prompt the singer to do certain dance moves. C. They help block out noise and keep a singer on beat. There's no need to change your tune if you guessed C. One of the biggest distractions for singers during concerts is noise. Noise from a stage's speakers, echoes, and even the audience itself can affect a singer. Large onstage speakers usually play music into the crowd. When the music is reflected back to the singer, it can be seconds behind the current part of the song. What's more, this loud offbeat echo can prevent a singer from hearing their own voice. Other small onstage speakers, called stage monitors, are directly aimed at a singer. However, if a performer moves around a lot on stage, the music from these speakers will not always be clear. Special earpieces, called in-ear monitors, IEMs, provide a great solution to these issues. With an IEM, a singer can drown out background sounds. This tool also helps singers hear their voices and the band clearly throughout a show.
Alright, so let's take a look at our article. It says, a famous singer gives a terrible performance.
Oh no.
Uh-oh. And afterward, says this happened because his earpiece fell out.
Huh.
Okay.
I don't know enough about concerts.
Me too. I don't know about being a singer as well.
Right.
So I don't know.
Let's find out.
Okay, it says, afterward, his earpiece fell out. Now, afterward is our vocabulary word here. Mm-hmm. It's an adverb, but it means something that happened at a later time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say afterward or you can say afterwards with an S at the end.
Right.
They both mean the same thing.
Right.
But if you want to talk about something before it happens, we cannot say, you know, before words or something. Mm-hmm. We say beforehand or you can just say before.
Right.
All right. So we can say you should check your flight time beforehand. So you should check your flight time before you actually are about to go to the airport.
Otherwise, you might miss your plane.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. But how do we use afterward in a sentence? We can say here, take some medicine. You'll feel better afterward.
Right. So you won't feel better before you take the medicine. Mm-hmm. You'll feel better after. Okay. Now, we also talked about an earpiece. The singer's earpiece fell out. Now, this is a noun, and it's a small machine that can fit inside the outer part of your ear, just
okay,
here.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is where you often wear headphones. You mm-hmm. can think of that. Now, people wear earpieces for different reasons. Musicians wear them during concerts, while a security guard might mm-hmm. wear one to communicate with other people. Maybe they need to hear important things about a building or something like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, like I always see in the movies, the FBI agents are always talking into their earpiece. That's mm-hmm. what it is. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, many performers wear earpieces during concerts, but why?
Good question.
So why do they need to? They're not the FBI. They don't mm-hmm. need to talk.
Right.
They're just singing.
Right.
So we don't know why, but let's first take a look at the word performer.
Good.
Now, performer is a noun, and it's a person like an actor mm-hmm. or a musician, mm-hmm. and this person will act, they'll sing, they'll dance, or they'll do something entertaining for an audience.
Right.
Okay, for example, we could say one of the performers for the show is Lady Gaga.
Cool.
So she's going to sing, dance, and do all that for us.
Okay, so why do performers wear these earpieces? Let's look at our options here. Answer A says they allow a singer's crew to communicate with them in real time. That's kind of like mm-hmm. what we talked about with the FBI.
Yeah.
They need to talk to each other mm-hmm. sort of thing. But let's find out a little bit more after the break. Okay, so we talked about the crew needing to talk to the performer in real time. Here, crew means a group of people that work together. They often have special skills that allow them to do this work. Now, crew can be used as both a plural noun and a singular noun. We can talk about concert crew. That could be your sound people, the people who do your lights, the managers, all those. We could talk about a theater crew. Those are people who build the sets. They work with props. They make costumes, that sort of thing. Here's an example. The crew is supposed to arrive at the theater by 9 a.m. Okay, so the crew maybe talks mm-hmm. to the singer in the earpiece to tell them important things, maybe about
where to go,
where to move sort of thing. They say it in real time. Mm-hmm. That just means at that moment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or it could be B. It says they are used to prompt the singer to do certain dance moves.
Okay.
Okay, that's true. I mm-hmm. mean, if I were a performer and I had to sing and dance at the same time,
it's a lot to remember.
I know. I don't think I can remember all of that.
No, especially for 2 hours and 20 songs.
Can you imagine someone like Beyonce or Lady Gaga doing that?
So much work.
So maybe it's mm-hmm. used for that. Mm-hmm. We saw the phrase when you're be used to do something or is used to do something. This phrase just means something is used to do something else. And it means we are taking it and using it or doing something with it.
Right.
So, for example, we can say this whistle is used to train dogs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This microphone is used to make my voice loud.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we saw that they use the earpiece to prompt musicians on dance moves. Now, when you prompt someone to do something, it's a verb, you cause the person to do something as a reaction of what you tell them. So here, we're saying that the musician listens to someone speaking into the earpiece and telling the musician what dance moves to do, and then the musician does them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would be confused, though, because if he told me, like, oh, do this move, I'd be like, whoa, what's
and
that?
There's too many things going on. You just have to remember them all.
I know. Just mm-hmm. have to keep practicing.
Right.
Okay. Here's our last choice, C. It says, they help block out noise and keep the singer on beat.
Okay.
That could be really important, too, mm-hmm. because people are screaming, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's musicians on the stage. There's audience members.
Mm-hmm.
sort of thing. Okay, so what Maybe. Are they doing? They're blocking something out.
That's right. Mm-hmm. To block something out, this phrase means you stop or you prevent something from passing through. And it's mm-hmm. usually like something like light or noise.
Right.
So for example, we use the curtains to block out the light.
Yeah, okay, I don't want to wake up to the sun.
Yeah, I don't want the sun to be shining in my face so mm-hmm. brightly. Or Sherry used headphones to block out the loud sound.
Okay.
So usually we block out things like light and noise.
Right. Okay, so we've got three answers here. Mm-hmm. We've talked about dance moves. We talked about talking to your mm-hmm. crew. We talked about blocking out noise. I don't know the answer. This one's too tough
for me.
So let's just look in our article to find out. It says, there's no need to change your tune if you guessed C.
Okay.
Blocking out the noise. All right, well, we need to take a look at a grammar point here. Okay, our grammar point is the phrase, there is no need. Then we can sometimes add for somebody. And we finish it off with to with a verb or for plus a noun. Now we can use the grammar pattern, there's no need, in several ways. First, you can either use it with for somebody or without that. Now you don't always have to include a person's name. After that, you can either say to plus a verb or for plus a noun. Let's look at some examples. There's no need to rush. We have lots of time. Here we said there's no need plus to rush. Or we could say there's no need for Patty to rush. We have lots of time. Here's another example. There's no need for dessert tonight. We're all too full. In this one, we didn't use to plus a verb. We used for plus a noun.
Hmm.
Okay.
So good job to the people who guessed C.
Yeah. Wasn't me.
It wasn't me as well. I mm-hmm. couldn't have guessed that. So if you guessed C, you didn't need to change your tune. Now, to change one's tune is actually our shortcut for you for today.
Okay.
And it's actually a really, really fun phrase. So let's take a look at it.
Shortcut for you.
Let's go to the movies tonight.
Okay, what do you want to see?
I don't know.
No worries. I'll check my phone to see what's showing.
Wait!
What's wrong?
Movie tickets are expensive. You have Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Then...Let's stay in and watch Netflix. It saves money and we have more choices.
Well, you've changed your tune.
We're watching movies, not listening to music.
When we say someone has changed their tune or tune, we mean they've started saying something different about a subject or situation or started behaving in a different way.
So change one's tune means 转移话题改变态度 Is that the same as changing one's mind?
Yes, they are pretty much the same.
Then I've changed my tune again. Let's go out to eat instead. I'm hungry.
Okay.
Okay, let's find out why C is the answer. Mm-hmm. Why are they blocking out noise? Here it says, one of the biggest distractions for singers...during concerts is noise.
Mm.
Now, we did talk about that a little bit. Let's find out what this word distraction means. It's a noun, and a distraction is something that stops you from paying attention to what you're trying to do. For example, noise is a big distraction when you're studying, right?
Mm, that's very true.
If you're trying to study and someone's playing loud music, it just doesn't work. The mm-hmm. music makes you stop studying. Here's another one that makes me really upset. Mosquitoes are a big distraction when you're trying to fall asleep.
Yes.
Because it makes
It's always like buzzing in your ears.
Yeah, it just makes a loud noise. It's awful. What a terrible distraction.
And you're always thinking, oh no, it's going to get me. It's going mm-hmm. to get me. It's going to bite me.
Right.
I don't like that as well.
No.
All right, so let's find out why. It says, noise from a stage is speakers, echoes, and even the audience itself can affect a singer. So there's
right.
so many things that can distract a singer. hear the speakers, the echoes of, you know,
the music, right.
The people screaming. Mm-hmm. It must be very hard to sing and keep
noisy.
On beat. Yeah, when that happens. Now, we saw the word echo here. Echo is a noun, and it's the repeating sound we hear. And this happens because we have things called sound waves. So mm-hmm. sound travels like waves. And sound waves bounce off of things like a wall.
Mm.
So if you're in a place with a lot of space, like a cave,
mm-hmm.
then the echo will sound really loud or it will sound really strong.
Okay.
For example, I can say, I shouted inside the cave and listened to my echo.
So it might sound kind of like this, hello, hello, hello.
Mm.
They
That's
just
right.
hear it a couple of times. Cool. Okay, well, let's find out why speakers, echoes, and even the audience can affect a singer.
Mm-hmm.
It says, large onstage speakers usually play music into the crowd.
Right.
Now, if you've been to a concert, you see these big black speakers and they
mm-hmm.
point out to you because that makes it easy for you to hear the music. Guess
mm-hmm.
it makes it hard for the singer.
Yeah, probably.
To do their job, though. All right, we talked about the adjective on stage, these on stage speakers. It describes something that is on the stage of a theater or arena, such as during a concert.
Mm.
So you see a stage, you see something that's on it,
mm-hmm.
you can say that is on stage.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Next, it says, when the music is reflected back to the singer,
mm-hmm.
it can be seconds behind the current part of the song. So remember, I told you, sound travels in waves, so the
mm-hmm.
sound is going out to the audience,
mm-hmm.
so the people listening to it, we hear the music, but
mm-hmm.
when it comes back to the singer, it's shorter.
Right.
Right? It
yeah,
takes time that, for it to travel back.
That wave is shorter, and so what happens there is the singer might be singing a new part of the song,
mm-hmm.
but she's hearing a song from 5 seconds
yeah.
ago.
So that would distract me or really confuse me a
right.
lot. We saw the word reflect here. Now, reflect is a verb and it means that it shows the same thing back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you can see yourself in a mirror
mm-hmm.
because a mirror reflects an image.
Mm-hmm.
In this sentence, it means the song goes back to the singer. So
mm-hmm.
this object goes back to something.
Right. And that is the sound wave.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can use an example sentence like
mm-hmm.
this. The water was so clear that the clouds were reflected off the lake.
Okay.
So we can see the clouds and the mountains on the lake and also in the sky as
Those
well.
Those cool pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the singer can hear the same speakers as the audience, but they're behind where the singer should be. They kind of have the echo
mm-hmm.
for her. Now, here's another big problem these speakers have for the singer. It says, what's more, this loud offbeat echo can prevent a singer from hearing their own voice.
Mm, that's
Uh-oh.
True.
We said that the speakers can prevent the singer from hearing their own voice. We use this phrase, prevent from doing something, and we can also say it in a couple of other ways. Prevent somebody from doing something, keep somebody from doing something, or stop somebody from doing something. Now, we use this phrase to say that something stops another thing from happening. The big speakers make so much noise that the singer can't hear their own voice. The speaker stops the singer from hearing her voice. Here's another example. The deep snow is preventing my car from moving. Or, there's so much snow that I can't move my car.
So that could be a really big problem.
Right, if you can't
right?
hear your own voice, you don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, and you don't know like how you sound like as
right.
well. Okay, so that's one problem.
Mm-hmm.
Next, it says other small on-stage speakers
mm-hmm.
called stage monitors
mm.
are directly aimed at the singer. Oh
okay.
my goodness, there's a lot of things that the singer is hearing.
Speakers going out, speakers coming
echoes
in,
and
your own voice. Oh,
man.
There's a lot going on here. Okay, it says here, however, if a performer moves around a lot on stage, the music from these speakers will not always be clear. So I guess to balance out the speakers going out for the audience, the speakers already going in, those ones are for the performer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're moving away from the speakers,
yeah.
you might not hear it. So That's why
they need to wear these earpieces.
Right.
All right. So in the article, it says special earpieces called in-ear monitors, or IEMs, provide a great solution to these issues. Okay. So all these things are happening on stage for the performance, but don't worry, they have these earpieces that they can wear, so it can help them out. Now, an issue is our next word. It's a noun and it means an important subject or topic that people are talking about or even thinking about. So for example, we have a lot of global issues. It means, you know, problems or topics that we have all around the world.
Right.
It's something important about the world that people are worried about, such as global warming.
Climate change.
Yeah, exactly. It's really happening.
Right.
We also have social issues as well. So things that happen in our society, like in America, there's the issue of gun control.
Right.
Okay. Should people have the right to own guns? Or it could be even something small. For example, the amount of money you should earn as a worker. Or even the benefits for the country's citizens
should
and
you
things
have
like
health care,
that.
Stuff like that.
Exactly. We can use issue in a sentence like this. Many people still face the issue of not having clean water.
Right. That's not a very good issue.
Yeah.
All right. Let's learn a little bit more about these IEMs. Okay, so with an IEM, that's an in-ear monitor, a singer can drown out background sounds. What we mean by drown out here is just blocking out those other sounds, right?
You're just
kind of making those sounds go away.
And this also helps the performer focus and giving you the best performance.
Right.
Next, it says, this tool also helps singers hear their voices and the band clearly throughout the show.
Perfect.
So there's no problem. So no wonder performers like Beyonce and Lady Gaga, they have to wear the earpieces because they're dancing, they're moving around, they're singing, they're doing so many things.
I think if I was a performer, if my IEM fell out, I would definitely just pick it up and put it back in.
I would panic, like, you guys sing.
Yeah, you sing.
You
hang
did.
On.
Yeah.
And put it back in.
Where's my
earpiece? Maybe it's too hard to find it, or it's just takes too much time to put in or something. But I can see how a concert might not be great if you lose it. All right, well, that's the end of our article today. We are going to finish off with a For You chat here in a second.
For You chat.
Alright, so our For You chat question for today is, what is the best live show you've ever been to?
Okay.
What made it so special?
Well, my favorite live show, it wasn't the best live show I've been to for the music, but it was my favorite live show. And it actually happened here in Taipei.
Oh.
Now, it was a DJ. And it was a DJ that I listened to when I was way back in high school. His name was Norman Cook, or you might know him as Fatboy Slim.
Oh.
And I loved Fatboy Slim when I was young, and he comes to Taipei every once in a while, and so I went to see him. And what made it so special is that I've loved this DJ for maybe like 20 years now, and I got to the place early, and I got right up to the front, and during the show, he came out, and he was shaking people's hand. And he stopped right before he got to me, and he must have seen my face, because when he went back, he actually blew me a kiss.
Aww,
and it
yay.
Made me feel really special. So
maybe
that was,
he remembers you from old concerts before. You
that
never
was the
know.
First time I'd ever seen him.
Oh,
so
wow.
that's another reason it
that's
was special.
That's really special.
Yeah.
For me, also it was in Taipei. I think what's great about Taipei is that, you know, it's a little bit smaller. So you get the chance to actually, you know, run to the front sometimes.
Right.
I got to saw the Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember them?
I do.
Okay, they were an old band as well.
Another old band.
In the 90s. And they kind of, you know, stopped making music. And then one year they decided to have a concert again in Taipei. And also
oh,
I ran
so cool.
to the front and I saw the, you know, Billy Corgan in the front. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is pretty amazing. So that was actually really nice. Like the music was all right, to be honest. You know, like the quality, it wasn't really that good. But then
but the experience
awesome.
Is special.
Yeah.
Same with mine. All right. Well, what about you guys? You guys probably have friends who are bands that do live shows. Or maybe you've been to a concert yourself, May Day or Jay Cho or something like that. So tell us about it. But we have to say goodbye. So for English For You, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. A famous singer gives a terrible performance and afterward says this happened because his earpiece fell out. Many performers wear earpieces during concerts. But why? A. They allow a singer's crew to communicate with them in real time. B. They are used to prompt the singer to do certain dance moves. C. They help block out noise and keep a singer on beat. There's no need to change your tune if you guessed C. One of the biggest distractions for singers during concerts is noise. Noise from a stage's speakers, echoes, and even the audience itself can affect a singer. Large onstage speakers usually play music into the crowd. When the music is reflected back to the singer, it can be seconds behind the current part of the song. What's more, this loud offbeat echo can prevent a singer from hearing their own voice. Other small onstage speakers, called stage monitors, are directly aimed at a singer. However, if a performer moves around a lot on stage, the music from these speakers will not always be clear. Special earpieces, called in-ear monitors, IEMs, provide a great solution to these issues. With an IEM, a singer can drown out background sounds. This tool also helps singers hear their voices and the band clearly throughout a show.
Vocabulary review.
Afterward. I'm going to do my English homework first and math homework afterward. Performer. There are more than 100 performers singing and dancing in this live show. Crew. More than 1,500 passengers and crew members died when the Titanic sank in April 1912. Echo. Our voices made echoes off the walls of the empty rooms as we moved the furniture into the new apartment. Reflect. Light colors such as white reflect heat, but dark colors like black do not. Issue. Josh has been handling a lot of health issues since he had a heart attack.